the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 401. Your photo matters.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
It's time for the second annual Podcast A Day in April event.
I love
that
it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to or welcome back to Comedy Forecast. Tomorrow, we'll be back to The Killing Apps, the final few episodes. But it's still the weekend, and on the weekend, we like to slow things down, and I just talk about a few things that are on my mind. For instance, every once in a while, I pass by a small building sitting lonely and abandoned in a nearby parking lot. It's about the same size as a standalone ATM machine. It's an old photomat store. Photomat booth, the drive-up window. If you're not familiar with them, back in the day, you used to be able to drive up to these small buildings, hand over a roll of film, drive away, and come back the next day to pick up your pictures. But then came along digital pictures and, well, the end of places like Photomat. But looking at that small hut, I remember that I used to have so many questions about how it all worked. First of all, how did the person in the booth go to the bathroom? Was it some elaborate system like a spaceship? Or did they only hire people who had iron wills and bladders of steel? Which, by the way, is also the name of the next DC superhero movie. Anyway, where did they store all the photos? They might get hundreds of prints in a day, and those booths were very tiny. Was a Photomat booth actually a TARDIS? And they gave away a free roll of Photomat film with every roll of film you dropped off to be developed, which you then brought back to Photomat to be developed. What happened if you broke that cycle? Would the universe implode? Unfortunately, Photomat disappeared before I could get the answers to any of these questions, which is unfortunate because I still have an unused roll of Photomat film sitting here on the shelf, and I don't know if I can throw it away. The universe may depend on it. Until tomorrow.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.